Hopes of a record cherry haul in California are being crushed by this current series of spring storms that are moving through. Growers say millions of ready-to-pick cherries are now feared lost. The rain also could mean bad news for asparagus. For a closer look, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central News line by Earl Herrick, owner of Earl's Organics, a produce distributor. Thank you for joining us this morning. Could you explain to us why this rain is bad news for these crops?
Yes, I sure will. Well, first of all, it's not historically unusual. This happens almost like every 4 or 5 years. And cherries, I recommend nobody grow cherries. That is the deal. they are so at risk because it comes on this time of year. Obviously, spring is incredibly volatile. And what happens is the cherries on the tree are fully mature. They're just prepared to get picked. And so they're bursting with life, if you will. You get hit, that piece of fruit gets hit by a powerful rain that splits immediately. You know, it's almost like a balloon, right? So what the end result is, you get a product that has splits and cracks that you could eat it right away, perhaps take it to the farmer's market immediately, but you can't ship it anywhere because it's totally compromised by the split. Mold can be created almost instantly, so that product does not get to market.
Is there any way to save those? I mean, I know that you have folks who grow organically and those who don't. Is there any way to save that fruit once it's been split like that?
No, there really isn't. Now, there may be some drying processing that could go on. I'm not 100% clear on that. So that could be one alternative. Ultimately, though, you get your best money on your fresh fruit, especially when you look at the spectrum of what people want. The springtime is when everybody's ready to jump out of the apple citrus world. So the pent-up expectation of new fruit is incredibly high. So the opportunity to make money is right now. So unable to do that is fairly devastating. But that's just one crop. Some of the other things that are going on with when you have heavy rains like this, you cannot get into the fields because they're obviously flooded or totally saturated. So that means that delays the planting that you have planned to do, which means crops in 2 or 3 months are now going to get compromised. They're going to get, postponed. Does that make sense?
Yeah. We also mentioned asparagus. Now, asparagus seems like it's made of tougher stuff than cherries. What's the problem for asparagus?
Well, again, the fields are getting flooded, and you can't get out into the field because you try to even walk a field that's saturated, it's flooded, you're going to be damaging the field, so you can't even get out there. And the product that is growing, they are totally susceptible to fungus and other fungal diseases from all the moisture and then the warm weather. So it totally compromises, I don't know about totally, but it compromises anything that's out there in the field, and that's tomatoes that are out there, and all the greens. The water will bring a host of opportunities for disease to prosper. So on the asparagus, you can't get out there. What's out there is probably going to get overgrown because it'll shoot up. And so that means you have product that you can't pick, or if you pick it, you can't ship it to market. So there's a big delay. So anybody that's thinking about buying something right now, you're going to have to delay some of that unless it's coming from areas that are not being rained upon, which could be Arizona or even the Baja or parts of Mexico.
Well, thanks for the time this morning. That's Earl Herrick, the owner of Earl's Organics, a produce distributor. And, of course, as he indicated there at the end, one of the issues with this rain is it basically has hit all of California's growing regions. On cherries, you have the Gilroy area, you have the Brentwood area around Lodi, and then farther south in the San Joaquin Valley, these other crops. We've had rain pretty much from the Tehachapis all the way up to Lake Shasta over these last few days, and there's more coming.